crash the lies of the enemy. I won't back down, 'cause I'm not alone. With you, my God, I'll conquer anything. In you I have the victory, victory. You'll be undefeated. I know that you're the risen King, risen King. You're the undefeated. Oh, Jesus, you're the undefeated. Oh, Jesus, you're the undefeated. The fight is on, I hold my ground. I'm gonna crash the lies of the carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see. And I don't have a contest.
Oh, hi, Libby.
I have a question for you. So, do you have a nickname that your family calls you?
Actually, yeah, I do. A lot of times, people in my family, they shorten my name, Kayla, to just KK.
Interesting.
It's always what I've had. Why do you ask?
Well, today we're going to be talking about a part of the Bible about how someone kept calling a young boy's name. Welcome to Discovery Land and Quest Online. My name is Libby, and this is Kayla.
Well, let's pray and get into today's part of God's big story. God, thank you so much that you speak to us. Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit to help us hear and know your voice. God, we pray that you would speak to us today through the story. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can you guys help be a part of our story today? You choose. Do you want to be Samuel, Eli, God, or the Israelites?
Ooh, it's like a choose your own adventure story. Okay, so did you choose who you want to be? So pay attention here. We're gonna tell you what you need to do so you can play your part.
Samuel, when it's your turn, your line will be, "Here I am, you called me." So let's repeat that together. "Here I am, you called me." Very good. Eli, when it's your turn, your line will be, "I didn't call you, go lie down." Let's repeat that together. "I didn't call you, go lie down." Good job.
Right. Ooh, all right, if you chose that you wanna be God. Okay, I need your best God voice, right? Yeah. I need you to say, "Samuel, Samuel." You guys think you can do that? Here, let's try. Ready? Ready? "Samuel, Samuel." Okay, now last, the Israelites. And like, there's a lot of them, right? Okay, a lot of them. So when I point to you, when it's the Israelites, you just say, "Help, help, help, help." You think you can do that?
Oh,
okay,
sure.
Let's try. Ready? "Help, help, help, help." Okay, I think we've got it.
Yeah.
All right,
so do you remember who led the Israelites to the Promised Land?
Wasn't it Joshua?
Yeah, that's right, Joshua did. After the Israelites arrived in the Promised Land, there came a long and difficult time for God's people. They would disobey God and worship false gods instead of him. They would forget about God until an enemy attacked them. Then the Israelites would cry out to God for help. And that's your cue, Israelites. So now let's shout the line together. Help! Help! Help!
The Israelites didn't have a king. Help! Right?
Help, help, help!
So God provided help by sending judges to guide his people. Throughout this time, God didn't seem to speak to his people much or give them dreams, but that was about to change.
During the last days of the time of the judges, a boy named Samuel was born. Samuel's mother, Hannah, had cried out in a prayer to God for a child. God heard her prayer and gave her a son, Samuel. Because she was so thankful to God for listening to her, Hannah gave Samuel back to God. This meant that Samuel grew up serving God under the guidance of a priest named Eli. A priest was kind of like pastors in churches today. Eli and his sons were in charge of serving God at the tabernacle.
Now, one night, as Eli and Samuel were preparing to rest, God called out to Samuel. Remember the line for God? Ready? Let's do it. Ready? "Samuel, Samuel." Now, Samuel was thinking that Eli had called him. Samuel got up and he went to Eli and he said, "Here I am. You called me?"
Eli was confused and said, "I didn't call you. Go lie down." But God wanted to speak to Samuel, so again, God called it out.
"Samuel! Samuel!"
Samuel was still thinking it was Eli, so he went to Eli and said, "Here I am! You called me?" And again, Eli said to Samuel,
"I didn't call you! Go lie down!"
So then, God called out to Samuel a third time.
"Samuel! Samuel!"
But Samuel, he still didn't realize that this was God speaking. So he went to Eli a third time and he said, "Here I am. You called me?" But suddenly, something clicked for Eli. He realized that it was God calling out to Samuel. So Eli gave Samuel a plan. He said, "Go lie down again. And if someone calls out to you again, this time you need to say, 'Speak, Lord, I'm your servant and I'm listening.'" So Samuel did what Eli instructed and went back to lie down.
Now, God came and stood near Samuel and spoke just like before. So now we're going to say what God said before. Are you guys ready?
Samuel! Samuel!
But this time, Samuel knew it was God, just like Eli said. So Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, I'm your servant, and I'm listening." Now, if you're playing Samuel, let's try and repeat this line together. "Speak, Lord, I'm your servant, and I'm listening." This time, God told Samuel what he planned to do. Eli's sons had been disobeying God, and Eli hadn't done anything to stop them or to help them learn from their wrong actions. God told Samuel his plan to discipline Eli and his sons. And it was a difficult message, but Samuel listened and passed on God's words to Eli.
From this day on, God was with Samuel as he grew up. He continued to speak to him and guide him. Everything that Samuel said would happen did happen because God was working through Samuel. People all around began to recognize that Samuel was a prophet. He was a man who could hear from God and speak to others on God's behalf. He was a messenger for God because God's not silent, he speaks.
In God's Big Story today, God spoke to Samuel, but at first Samuel thought it was Eli calling him. Why do you think Samuel kept thinking it was Eli?
I think Samuel didn't recognize the voice of God because he didn't know it yet. He didn't know God very well. He had never heard it before, right? But when Samuel learned who God was, he listened and responded as God called him. Do you think God might ever speak to you?
Yeah, well, the Bible says, "Come near to God and he will come near to you." So how do you think you guys can come near to God? That's a good question. So hearing God's words in the Bible and talking to God in prayer are the best ways for us to come near to God.
So all together, let's take a few minutes to come near to God by praying and talking to God. First, can you think of a few things you know that are true about God?
Well, I know he's faithful.
Yeah.
And he always does what he says he will.
Mm-hmm.
He created the world. He loves us so much. And nothing or no one is more powerful than God. He never makes a mistake. And he knows everything about you, about us, and he loves us so much.
Yeah, those are some great things. What a great list. And I'm sure you guys have some more things that you could add to it, right? So you guys can go ahead as we go into this next song, talk to God and tell him some of the good things you know about him that are on your list. If you need a little help getting started, just start with, "God, I praise you because you are," and fill in the blank.
We say, "Be still. Be still and trust what the Lord has said is done. Find rest, don't strive. Watch his faith and grace alive. I won't be afraid.
So I'm going to read this verse from the Bible and you put your name in the blanks. So there'll be a first blank, there'll be a blank right at the beginning, a blank right at the end. So come near to God and he will come near to.
God speaks to his people because he loves them. Isn't it so great that God loves us so much and that we can come near to God by reading his word in the Bible and praising him? Now, to wrap up our time together today, I want you to go ahead and hold out your hands to receive today's blessing. May you hear God speak to you as you read his word in the Bible, and may his words remind you that he loves you and he came to save you.